The National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons is organizing a three-day training program for security personnel on border security management and small arms control for 30 participants for the Western Frontiers. The program, which is being organized at Elmina in the Central Region, is to enhance the capacity of the security personnel in controlling small arms and light weapons along the borders. Our correspondent, Kingsley Nanabwedu, spoke to the Acting Executive Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons, Jones Aple.
There is no doubt that the proliferation of illicit small arms and light weapons pose a major threat to national security. The effects of gun violence in our society are devastating. Gun violence results in deaths and injuries. Its prevalence leaves people in perpetual fear, and it derails development efforts. I have with me here Mr. Jones Aple. He happens to be the Acting Executive Secretary of National Commission on Small Arms. This workshop has to do with the security and how they have to watch our borders for us. Can you tell us the extent of loopholes that we have on our borders?
As you all know, one of the major challenges confronting most of us in West Africa in terms of security is the nature of our borders. Our borders are very porous. Sometimes you cannot distinguish when you are in Cote d'Ivoire or when you are in Ghana. And when you have this kind of borders, it makes your ability to curtail movement of contraband goods.
Talking about the Ivorian crisis and its implications, we had a report from the West African Network of Peace, WANEP. They raised concern about the Ivorians coming in, or the small arms that were used during their conflict being crossed over to our country. How true is this report that we had?
There was an incident where the immigration and customs officials at Sampa recorded a situation where the Ivorian combatants, and as they arrived, 55 of them, they wanted to enter into Ghana their weapons. But as we know, under the ECOWAS protocol, small arms and firearms and guns are not classified as goods. So they are not under the protocol for free movement. So the weapons were rightly seized.
Okay. Well, the chairman of the commission, Lieutenant Colonel Seth Ohene Asare, also appealed to the communities along the border areas that they should be patriotic. How patriotic do you expect those people along those borders to be?
You know, security in recent time is a shared responsibility between the government, the security services, and then the citizenry. The call is just urging the communities to volunteer information. After all, talk about artisanal blacksmith production of guns. The blacksmith live in the communities. Talk about people who have weapons and indiscriminately firing them, giving warning shots and threatening people. These are people who live in the communities.
Acting Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms and Light Weapons, Jones Aple, talking to Kingsley Nanabwedu.